since I have met Constance, I've been very impressed by the work of association, and I invited my friend Aaron to document the work of the association.
Amaze rero kubona na mama ngo yumvise atangajwe n'ibikorwa by'ishyirahamwe, atumira inshuti ze, uyu nguyu we yitwa Aaron, ni akora muri mize, niwe woorganiza abantu muri mize, nyine kumujya muri mize ukubona bagenda bakwereka gutya.
Perhaps we could begin with everyone just explaining how why the association exists and how it began.
It's up to Constance.
Yeah, maybe Constance could help us understand.
Ukuntu ishyamu ryatangiye n'igitumye ririho.
Could she speak in Kinyarwanda and then you could translate?
There
were many women who didn't have their men, their members of family, don't have
their family members.
Yeah, okay. They were with many children, but without
parents.
So they were women. It's the association of women.
After the genocide, they didn't
widows.
Have husbands.
Yes.
They were
widows.
Yeah.
So most of them were widows. Okay.
Noneho kubera ko byari muri rijanse ntabwo kugenda bafasha umuntu umwe umwe igihugu ntabwo cyari kubishobora.
And it was difficult to help someone each other if they are not together. It was difficult to help them, so they tried to be together to form the association.
Noneho dutangira turi amatsinda tangira turi amatsinda 14.
There were 14 sectors at the beginning.
Sectors. 14 members.
Sectors.
Yeah.
That's
big. Of women. Kubera nyine ko abapfakazi n'imfubyi bari banyanyagiye.
There were too many.
Icyo gitekerezo cyanje mu mutwe.
There were too many orphans.
Icyo gitekerezo ninge wagitekereje. Noneho tubona ko tugenda tubaca mu maserire, noneho dushyigikiranika basiyeje, noneho ibindi bikaba dushyigikiranika ba interigroupoma nyine ikegeranya mu magroupe yose arimo abo bantu, ku buryo buri groupe yabaga ifite komite yayo.
So they tried to make dushyigikirane as head office and the other department, they have their committees, members of committee.
Noneho komite ya buri tsinda ikaba iza mu nama ya Assemblée Générale, tudahamagaye abantu bose bagafata za directive bagenda kubwira abamambwe.
So that committee is of the sectors.
So it's not,
as you see them, they are
sure,
the president of the sectors.
So it's not that Dushyigikirane started and then became big and then became sectors, but there were sectors around first, and
no,
then the
there was association first.
There was association first.
Dushyigikirane.
Okay, and then it became big, and
they,
then
yeah. But at the beginning
sectors.
Too, there was that 14 sectors.
Women from 14 sectors.
No, me too. They formed 14 sectors after.
Okay.
But first there was only one group that was Dushyigikirane, right?
It's like when you come here today, like this, we are here, the beginning. Then before leaving here, we form sectors. It's like the beginning, that it was.
I understand.
It's the same.
And the idea to form the sectors, this was something that was derived from like Rwandan culture and history. This organization, the idea of organizing in this way, where did this idea come from?
Igitekerezo cyavuye he cyo guforoma iyo association
cyavuye kuri nje
cyangwa
imvugiramo ntabwo ari byiza igitekerezo ni nge wagitekereje maze kugitekereza kubera ko nanjye nari mba umupfakazi noneho rero mbona ukuntu abantu tumerewe nabi noneho nibwo nahise ngira ngo dushyiraho ishyirahamwe kubera ko nari mfite mu byara wanjye wari perezida wa Ibuka ambwira ati mushyireho ishyirahamwe y'abantu bari hamwe nibwo babona uko babafasha ubwo niko twatangiye ishyirahamwe rero
after genocide after seeing the situation after genocide she was not able her husband too she then she has her uncle who was the president of Ibuka Ibuka you know it's in the association to remember the genocide
victims.
So her uncle was the president so he told him to form the association so that they can help the association together.
Ugarano nibwo natangiriye ku bagore bari bazi kudoda bira bintu dufuma noneho mbashyira hamwe turadoda nyuma rero tukaba tugenda dushyiraho abandi banyamuryango abavuye muri ayo matsinda nyuma tukaba dushyiramo abandi banyamuryango
and the association became bigger and bigger.
And it began fundamentally because of it out of an economic need, but also out of a need for community.
Community, you mean?
The idea, the motivation to create the association after the genocide was motivated by
the reason for why. Reason why the association was formed.
It's to help.
So from
to get help from the state or from.
So it's from an economy and social. Maybe.
Social, yes.
And is it also political? Would you say
not political? Not
okay.
Political.
Okay.
What does political mean here? What does it mean to you?
Politique.
What does that word mean?
Well, explain to her what we were asking so she understands why we're asking.
We kubaza ishyirahamwe ryatangiye rigamije ibya politique, economy,
twari tugamije kwiteza imbere.
At the beginning, the purpose was development.
Sorry?
Yeah. Development. The purpose.
Yeah. It was development.
Development.
Development understood socially, economically, community.
But not politics.
But not politics.
Because the situation was bad.
And politics means government? What is
it's about government.
That's what politics means.
Politics. If you forget, you don't know
what politics is.
I understand.
I don't know where they live.
Politique ya leta na ntago ari kimwe nibyo twe twari tugamije nuko twashakaga ibintu byo kugira ngo twiteze imbere kwidagadura
then it's about development it's about development
dushobora kwivuza
and developing a sense of ownership
and
kubaho neza
empowerment
daily life
of daily life and so if I understand correctly your mother is talking about the way that she was inspired by her uncle who had been active in trying to remember the victims of the genocide. And he had advised her to create this association. Is that correct?
Yes, it was a thing.
Good.
It was a guy, yeah, you know, uncle, you know, it was a motive. You were president of Ibuka. Yes.
And so I know that we just got a tour of
what happened. Abaterankunga bazana ibintu amabonije atanga ibintu
it was in emergency they were ngo ngos, no government organization,
NGO.
Mm-hmm. Yes, they came here to help, but it was difficult to help someone if the people are not together. It was easy to help an association than to help one person by one.
Kugira ngo abantu benshi bibagereho niko twagomba gukora association.
And I know that we just took a tour,
yeah,
and we saw where things are made, the where things are woven, the fabrics, the sewing, the gift store, the bookshop, the micro loan bank. What are some of the other things that the association does? Maybe for purpose of the interview, could you explain some of the different activities that happen here?
Ibintu bakora hano ni ibiki bindi
dukora babonye bira byo gufumana n'ibyambaneri turafite na ntuza na boulangerie tukorora n'inka
cows
and there's a bakery,
tukanahinga
cultivate,
kawa,
coffee,
ubugere bagahinga abahinga ibisheke, kanasike na sugar.
Kanasike?
Where they make sugar.
Make sugar.
Sugar.
Okay, sugar cane.
Sugar cane, yeah, sugar cane.
Naho?
Baragushuhuje kutabashuhuje. So na wari mu bantu bagomba guhabwa interview yitwa Nsengiyumva Paul.
So is the idea to control all forms of to make the village sustainable? Is the goal to be fully sustainable and
independent? Do you understand what sustainable means?
Be stable.
To stable, but to continue, but to
independent, to be
so that you don't have to ask for help, and you make your own food, your own money, so that you don't have to rely on the others.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean?
It's a village, and the village is stable.
If you ask if the village is stable,
is that the goal? Is that
for the association?
Is that what the association wants?
I ask if the association wants the village to be like that,
yes,
to be stable.
Exactly.
No, the shiramu the shakari koko abantu bazaje bagira igamije ko abantu bazigira bakifasha bajye bategereza inkunga bakikorera amafaranga
kugeza kuri kugeza
uyu cyo rigamije icyo rishaka
kugira ngo bifashe bamenye kwifasha. Harimo nk'amahugurwa bajya bajyamo babigisha uburyo bashobora kwifasha.
It's the purpose of the association to make the village sustainable, as you said, and there is also they do formation about how to be sustainable, how to depend
no gukora imishinga
to be independent, like that, how to do projects. They do the formation sometimes. Yes.
Can we ask your name?
Go with God.
Sengiyumva Jean Paul.
Sengiyumva Jean Paul.
Sengiyumva.
Sengiyumva. N at the beginning.
S N. N.
Ernest.
Yumva.
Va. Do you know him?
Va.
V. Yes.
Jean-Paul. And what is his role in the association? What does he do?
You are more good for Torah.
Agronomy.
It's about
agriculture. In some sector or overall?
Muri association hose cyangwa mu duce tumwe na tumwe.
For the whole association. And he has been.
Umukozi wa association.
It's It's like a, it, to do that like a job.
Oh, he actually gets paid.
Mm.
Yes.
Ah, okay.
Yeah.
And how long has he been with the association?
Ndiyari yatangiye gukorana na association.
Yasimbuye uwari uhari.
Ndiyari.
Tari yatangiye muri kindi
cya.
Muri
se kwa gatatu.
March.
In March.
March.
This year.
Oh.
Ngiye kwatsimbuye ndari.
2011.
So how does it work economically? So do you get paid with materials or with money?
Mwishura abantu amafaranga cyangwa ni ibintu?
Tubisha na amafaranga.
Money.
Ku kwezi.
How does that get divided?
And everybody gets paid the same amount or do people get paid different amounts?
Bose bahembwa umwe cyangwa no, they are not paid the same amount. Amount of money.
How do you decide?
It depends on what they do.
Okay.
Biterwa n'ibyo bakora.
Biterwa n'ibyo bakora no kona qualification.
Qualification, specialization.
And I understand that there are 600 members.
Hari abantu magana ngahe? Magana atatu.
Cumi na babiri.
612.
Okay.
And in the beginning, how many were there?
Mugutangira bari banga.
Tangira twari benzi, twari turi magana inani na mirongo itanu, bagenda bamwe bapfa abandi bavamo.
800.
In the beginning?
Yes.
No. But very beginning, you told me, at the very beginning, there were only, say, 14 women brought together 0.7 cents, maybe. How much is that?
Seven cents.
Twese mu magana inani ni abagu
bagiye baza nyine kubara
babonye
bakura ni mu matsinda muri ya matsinda 18 bagiye bakura kuko association ni ukuvuga ngo niba hari association bantu yutaka akaza
ni ukuvuga ngo abantu benshi mwagize ni magana inani
mwese
kuki mwavuze ngo nibo mwatangiriye
nibo twatangiriyeho
kandi mwatangiye muri
18
kwa twatangiye disete kugira ngo nyine abantu baze twaratangiye turi disete noneho barakura tugera kuri 18 abaveve bamwe bagashaka abagabo abandi bagapfa
17
they begin with 17
and the association grew up until
850
and
this was when what year was this 800
what
So association was founded in 1995 with 17 people.
Yeah.
And then it grew to be 800 in what year?
Yeah, it's
in what year?
Yeah.
When?
Twageze muri ntoza 995 96 niko twangana.
Within 1 year.
Yeah.
Went from 17 to 800.
Amazing.
1996.
Eh? Okay.
And these members were from this area, or they had come after the genocide to this area?
Umva impamvu twisimbasobanuye impamvu babaye benshi nuko babonaga amaweni atuzanira nk'imfashanyo. Noneho abantu bakihutira kwiyandikisha. Noneho imfashanyo aho zihagarariye dutangiye kwikorera bakagenda bavamo kubera bamwe bazanwaga nuko ibyo bintu babibonaga
after seeing that any jewel bring things to the that member of association who was 617 the other come to in to introduce in the association but after when the NGOs go they begin to leave the association like that so
the presence of the NGOs led more people to be involved but when the NGOs leave people also left
yes
and this is the Italian
they're motivated by the NGOs
I understand
influenced by the NGOs
this is the Insieme per la Pace
Insieme
per la Pace en Autriche, nos cartas Autriche,
cartas, right.
Autriche, Japan.
That is Japan.
Japan, Japanese government.
And the members, they already lived in this area, or they came to
Residence.
The village? They moved here to the village, or they already lived in this area?
Abaturage babaga bari hafi aha ngaha cyangwa abagabo bavuye hari n'abagabo bavuye mu tundi duce
bavuga habavuga urabona kera yari amakomine komine Rutongo Mugambazi urumva n'igice cyane cya gikomero basaga nyine
from different areas in about three districts Mugambazi
But most of these members are women and orphans, or now it's different? Still now. Is there a history of women's associations in Rwanda?
What did she say?
Could you ask her, is there a history? Is there a long history of associations like this one in Rwanda? Is it common? Is it very unusual?
To make association
like this, yeah.
Before genocide, perhaps was there such a thing as association for women?
Not at all. So this is something very
new. Before the genocide, women were not allowed to own business or land, so probably was not possible.
Simple association, perhaps, for women who were in the government. Did you know? Yes. But the association like this was not. It's like it's something new.
Something new. Yeah.
Can I ask for those of you who joined recently, not from the beginning? Can we ask them how their lives might have they changed because they joined the association? So the new ones are
the new one?
Jean Paul. Juliet, those two people, they joined recently, right? Compared to before they joined the association, how have their lives changed?
Juliet, mbere y'ishyirahamwe igereranyije imbere na nyuma, ni iki kintu ubona cyahindutse byose?
Well, maybe not.
Shirahamwe ryari ritarabuka mbere tukiri abantu bakeya ariko twabashije kwiyungura tuba benshi kubera ko twagiye dufata farumasi ariko mbona bitewe na farumasi dufata twarabashije kwiteza imbere mu byo dukora biragenda
She is saying because they got formation here in the association after before they was not informed about everything, but after being here, after joining the association, now they've got formation. They don't mean.
No, that's okay.
So now they are free. They feel free.
In what way?
They can discuss each other.
And the life of standard have changed.
Living standards. Yeah. Living standards have changed.
Changed.
Yeah.
But
yes.
No kuvuga ngo mwarimubajije muti ese mubona hari iki cyahindutse uva mu 94 ibibazo byabaye mu gihugu bakunze kubimenya barabimenye ariko nyuma yaho ari nabwo irishye hamwe ryavutse abantu bari baratatanye abantu bari nta kizani bari bagifitanye ariko ubu ngubu abishyiramwe rigiriyeho ba ya mibare bayibabwiye haba icyakizere batari bafitanye kwa kwishishanya kubera ubwicanyi bwabayeho abantu barongeye baba bamwe bishyira hamwe barakora ubu ngubu bakaba ubabona yaba ari hano rwishyira hamwe no mirimo iwabo baratabarana barafatikanya mbese icyizere mu mitima yabo no mu ngo zabo cyaragarutse icyo ni kimwe icya kabiri nuko muri uko kwizerana noneho bashyize hamwe barakora barakora umwe ntiyuve ko agomba kwirwanaho gusa we wenyine ahubwo agomba gufatikanya n'abandi bakagira icyo bakora bakageraho niyo babiye amatsinda bigeze kubabwira ari hirya no hino n'ibindi byose by'ibikorwa bagenda babihuriraho bagerageza kubihuriraho no kuba bazigama bakajya nko mu murenge sako kugira icyo bakwizigama za mitiweli bakafatikanya ubwisungane bakishyira hamwe byose bya ni impinduka zigaragara ubu ngubu nyuma y'aho iri shyirahamwe rigiriyeho kugiranyije n'ukuntu ibibazo byari bimeze mbere 94
In summer, it's about hope. Mm-hmm. Because you see, after genocide, everything cared about the other one. Because people have killed each other. So when they come in the association, they got hope slowly. Now, they are not living lonely. They feel together. And everything they do, they can get something to put in account in the bank. According to the activities here, they get something to put in the account. They work together in many activities. They meet in whatever they do. They've got hope of living life after genocide. It's at summary.
So for those of you who have been here from the beginning, you've witnessed the country develop. Rwanda is, for the Westerners, Rwanda is thought of as very safe, developing very fast, getting rich and rich and rich, and becoming very urban. Becoming more city-like. Has that influenced Masoro as well? That becoming maybe more westernized, more modern, does that change the association? People leave maybe?
When I go to Rwanda, gender tear in Bere, among the gender tear in Bere, Bachira. Ishyirahamwe hari icyo rigeza rimadiye Masoro byibuze na ryo rituma hari ikintu rihindura kuri Masoro ku bantu ba Masoro
kirahari ubundi ishyirahamwe ritarabaho abantu benshi twari duheze mu bwigunge nkanjye nk'ubu nakwitangaho urugero nari mfite ikibazo nihariye nkumva ari njye ukihariye kandi na bagenzi banjye bagifite ariko aho ryatangiriye umubyeyi wacu yatubaye hafi aradukusanya dushyira hamwe turafatanya nk'uko Paul abivuze ubwo rero numvaga njyewe nta kizana nabona nta n'icyantungana ku bw'ibibazo nari mfite nyine by'ingaruka z'intambara ariko byagiye bishyira mbasha kwegerana n'abandi nubwo wenda ikibazo kitarakemuka neza muri njye mu mutwe ariko hari byinshi nagezeho kandi ryamfashijeho mbasha guhura n'abandi tukaganira tukungurana ubumwe nkabona ko mfite abavandimwe nkumva ntigunze nk'uko mbere nari meze ishyirahamwe ryatugejeje kuri byinshi nubwo bigenda bisa nk'ibishaka kuza ariko bamba hafi ugasanga bamfata mu mugongo njyewe rwose nshimiye uyu mubyeyi wicaye agatekereza akadufata mu mugongo akatubumbira hamwe kugeza ubu n'umuntu abasha no kugira ikindi kintu yakwideburira nawe akabasha kwiteza imbere abikomoye kuri dushyigikirane
was giving an example, her own example, that after genocide, she has her personal problem. She felt that it's only one, she was one who has that problem, but after joining the association, he felt many people have the same problem. The association has helped her to live, to get hope of life, of future, and to develop himself economically, physiologically, and academically too. So now she felt that association is very important for Masoro sector, for people of Masoro. The association is very important. Has changed something, even if all of problems are not solved, but there's something has changed.
Yeah. Zagiye nka zaje twatangizwe gukorora koruzanya n'amatungo magufi no kubakira umuntu ishoboye twikiramo tukamubakira abakecuru tukabegera tukabaganiriza mu iterambere nabwo biragenda.
About the economy, you see the policy of government called Girinka.
Girinka.
Get cow.
Get cow. Get cow.
Yeah,
okay.
Get cow.
Okay.
Get cow.
Girinka.
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 Girinka, you know it's cow.
Ah, okay. Okay.
It's a government policy for every family to get a car. And before that policy begin, they have begin to do it themselves, to help each other, but nothing about perhaps goat, something like this before. That also is an advantage, the importance of association.
Has the members, or not the members, but the population of Rutongo grow after the genocide?
Grow.
Got bigger?
Of course.
Of course.
They're born every
year. Eh?
People born.
They're born, yes. But many people came back from Tanzania, Uganda.
Okay. Yeah.
So
okay,
it's many,
I
many,
many.
They came slowly, slowly. But not
I know that it's very difficult to talk about the genocide. Is it something that the village talks about together?
No?
Yeah.
Ungu mubye muvuga bya genocide, bya mubiganira. Eh,
tubiganira.
They discuss.
Bakutazongera kuba.
To avoid it. We discuss about when they meet
the
world. I don't understand. Igihe cyo kwibuka cyegereje abaho ibiganiro mu midugudu yose, ariko natwe by'umwihariko nk'abagize ishyirahamwe bagirirwa ikiganiro hano, intumwa z'umurenge zikaza, natwe tugafatikanya nabo kugira ngo abanyamuryango by'umwihariko nubwo baba bazabyumva no mu midugudu iwabo, ariko n'ahangaha muri association bumve ibijyanye n'ibyabaye 94 bya genocide ko bitazanasubira ukundi kugira ngo
we discuss more about the genocide during April. When every year, for memory of victims genocide, they discuss about it. Even especially here, they are guests who come to
talk about, to give formation so that they discuss about it, even if they can go discuss in their village, in their home, but even here especially they get guests to teach, to explain about it.
Do they have any questions
for
the ishuri rya hafi bategiye kwiga kuri nabyo bya bidushimishije
n'umudugudu.
No question, but they thank for that help.
The association sells milk, rice, meat, soap, bread, so that is sustaining. That is running the association. Is there any project that we can do to raise money for Umudukudu?
Ask Constance.
Sure.
How would the village raise money? Like, what would be the way, in a way? Yeah, if Yutaka were to think about how to raise the money in the way that the village would raise the money.
Mm-hmm. With the village, together.
With the village.
How can we work together? Yes.
What is the idea of the village when it comes to this kind of activity?
Idea. Not money.
Not money.
But
labor.
Work. Yeah. It's an alternative economy. A different kind of economy.
But
not money, but labor.
Yeah, work.
Yeah. You mean you build it yourself? Can you thank everybody for sharing their time with us? And their stories.
Maybe we can talk more during lunch.
Waiting for lunch.
It's coming.
Lunch.
Mm-hmm.